Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Good morning, Angel. You're on Q100.
Hello.
Hello.
I heard y'all talk about the guy that called 911 because from Subway or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at a wing restaurant last year when I was in school, and I actually had some people call 911 because we wouldn't give them a refund on their wings.
Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
They ate all their wings and then wanted a refund, and we wouldn't do it, so they called 911 and had the police department come up there, and they actually all got arrested for criminal trespassing.
No kidding.
Wow.
There's no list that says what an emergency is, so everybody has, like, a different definition, right?
Mm-hmm. And he's so fired up in this phone call. Like, he really does think this is an emergency.
He really believes this is legit. It doesn't even dawn on him, not for one second, that he is taking the space of somebody that could be calling whose grandfather just passed out in the living room.
Right. Or
and
whose
we
kid
all,
needs the Heimlich.
You say that we don't know what there's no list of what an emergency is, but I think it's common sense that if property or health is in danger, that's an emergency.
That
right?
should be, that's one
sense,
definition
but...
or two definitions.
Right. And by property, we don't mean you left your wallet somewhere and you need a ride back to pick it up. We mean your house is on fire, your neighbor's house is on fire.
Well, something life-threatening.
Your car broke down in the middle of 85.
Most people don't need this explanation.
Okay.
And you say common sense, but everybody's common sense is different.
So for some people, it could be mayonnaise at Subway.
So before we judge, here's the reason why he called. He was complaining that he ordered a Subway sandwich, and he ordered it with spicy Italian sauce on it.
Okay.
And once he opened it and he was out of the store, he realized that they didn't put the sauce on it.
Okay.
And I think the store closed, and they wouldn't let him back in to get his sauce, and he's pissed. He's concerned, I should say. It's an emergency. This is an actual call. These are two calls. I'm going to play two calls for you because he's mad in the first one. And then he doesn't get the proper attention that he wants. So he calls back a second time.
And this just happened.
Last week.
Yeah, this isn't something that was like on the internet for years and we just found it. Like this happened a week ago.
Yes, ma'am. I'm in Williams.
Yes, ma'am. My name is on Atlantic and Bowling Avenue. Mm-hmm. And I'm in a Subway sandwich shop and ordered two sandwiches, and I paid almost $12 for the sandwich. I did not get the sandwiches the way that they made to be made the way I wanted to. I brought the sandwiches back up here. The woman didn't tell me that she was going to make my sandwiches over. Okay? She kept telling me that they can't do this, they can't do that. All right? Now, since I'm on the phone with you, they locked the door on me. They got the sandwiches that I paid for inside their store.
Sir.
I'm not leaving here until I get what I paid for. I'm not going to sit and pay $12 or $10 for some sandwiches and don't get what I paid for. Hello?
I'm here. I was waiting until you finished yelling at me.
She's
you're
done.
Atlantic and
blow off. I'm just upset right now.
Excuse me, can I?
I'm on the phone with you. The employee just came up here and locked the freaking door. And I got both of the sandwiches. They did not make right for me inside the store. And we locked the door.
What is the name of the sandwich shop?
Excuse me?
What is the name of the sandwich shop?
Subway. In front of Texaco.
What is your last
Atlantic
name?
Atlantic and Bowling.
What is your last name? Before the police will get them over to you.
Thank you.
Subway.
Oh, no. Subway next to the Texaco.
I mean, she really was going to send a police officer.
She kept it together pretty well.
Probably for him.
I was really surprised she didn't say, this is not an emergency, sir. Handle it tomorrow with the manager. She kept it together. She at least placated him and said, I'm going to send a cop over there.
Do you think she said that with the intention of she called the cops and goes, look, this guy's making a fraudulent 911 call?
Or
it is illegal.
I don't know what the procedure is.
I don't know if you have to call
and
tell the officer, and then the officer makes the determination if he's actually going to go or not, or if he's on his way to Subway and then he gets a legitimate call. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Either way, the dude is standing outside the Subway, and he doesn't like that the cops haven't shown up in a timely fashion.
Oh, of course.
Oh, no.
So he calls back.
Jacksonville 911, Hildebrand. 911, hello.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
I'm
sorry.
I had called not too long ago. My name is... I got a situation over here with Subway Sandwich Shop.
Do you have that address, sir?
It's right here on Atlantic and Bowling.
Okay, sir. What's going on there?
Well, I ordered two sandwiches, and I asked for everything on one sandwich. And the other one, I asked for certain things on the other sandwich. I didn't get what I paid for on the first sandwich that I ordered. So I brought the sandwiches back and asked, can I get my sandwiches made the way they're supposed to be made since I paid for them? She did not state that she was going to make my sandwich the way they're supposed to or nothing. Then she turns around, well, sir, you said this, you said that. I'm not going to make your sandwich. But she never stated that she was going to make my sandwich the way she wanted to.
Okay. Well, I said that we have your call, and as soon as we have an officer, we're going to send them to you, okay? I can update it that you're asking
well,
a response.
Well, you know, all I'm saying is, when I called the officer earlier today, not too long ago, got the two sandwiches that I paid for and at the Subway restaurant, and the guy came out and he locked the door. So, if I can't get my food that I paid for, and you lost the door, I want my money.
Okay, I'm going to send an officer to you, so we still have your call, okay? I'll update it with this information, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Do you think there's any chance that the 911 dispatchers were starting to jack with them at that time? Like, they knew they weren't going to send a cop out or anything.
Well, I think Melissa might have a point, because technically, that's a theft, right? Like, if he paid for something and they didn't deliver it to him and they took it back and locked it in the store so they could... She could say, all right, they stole his sandwiches, and they could send a police officer. But I don't know if you guys have ever had to call the cops for something non-emergency. Like, you're at the bottom of the list. They got a lot of stuff to do. They got, you know what I mean? Like, they got crimes and tickets and all the, like, regular business. So if you got a cat up your tree.
I think this could be opposite, though. He was so angry that maybe they would check him out, because if he's angry enough and he's sitting outside the Subway, they're going to keep him from breaking back into the Subway to get his money, because in that last phone call it sounded like he was threatening to break in and get the money.
I'm surprised we didn't get a third phone call going, hi, I work at Subway behind Texaco. And there is a crazy man in front of the store and he will not leave because he threw his sandwiches back at me and I didn't give them back to him.
The Burt Show.